Welcome, everyone. This is the September 16th, 2025 meeting of the Central Business District Architectural Review Committee. First item is roll call. Robbie Cangelosi, present. Miriam Salas, absent. Ashley King, absent. Robert Boyd, present. Randy Hutchison, present. We have three members constituting a quorum. The second item on the agenda are minutes from last month's meeting. Are there any comments regarding the minutes or a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Now we're on to item three on the agenda, the regular agenda. The first application is 1016 Magazine Street. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Tony Alford, 6908 Memphis Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70124.
And Scott Evans, National World War II Museum, 945 Magazine Street.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is the review of exterior changes since the previous approval for the new construction of a 34,854 square foot two-story museum and storage building on a vacant lot in Fulton-Scholl Warehouse District. At the August meeting, the ARC voted to defer the application for additional review. The ARC agreed that the addition of the proposed new two-story glass entrance lobby is an improvement over the previous iteration and provides the building with a clearer sense of entry. However, the previous iteration is more successful in terms of the proportion of window openings, parapet heights, and width of the central brick facade band. The applicant should continue to further study and refine the design proportions of the facade composition. The window proportions appear to have been impacted by related facade changes, such as the decrease in the width of the pilasters and the increase in height of the central brick band. The proportions of these interrelated elements should be reconsidered and further coordinated. The proportion of the horizontal band of bricks between the first and second floor windows is too heavy and is making the second floor windows appear too short. To address this, the applicant could also consider raising the height of the ground floor doors and windows. The increase in parapet height is too tall and exaggerated, and the datum should be further studied and revised to be lower and more consistent across the elevation. The parapet extensions above the new two-story glass entry lobby should be eliminated. However, the metal framed glass wall should extend up to match the revised new parapet heights of the adjacent portion of the building. The current proposal appears visually like two separate buildings that share a similar identity. However, the applicant could consider revising the left side so that its architectural treatment is a bit different from the right, but still compatible. For example, the applicant could consider a revised materials or colors palette, or incorporating and emphasizing details and elements of the new glass entry lobby, such as its light divisions, in the areas of adjacent left side windows. The vertical area of the building with the square second floor window between the entrance lobby and the right side portion could be treated more like a transition element between the left and right sides in terms of its design and materiality. The interplay of depth and layering on the facade should continue to be explored. The applicant could consider utilizing a horizontal band of windows where three vertically oriented windows are currently shown, or could utilize a similar metal band detail as is proposed at the ground floor windows. And finally, a continuous curve at the base of the building should be considered in order to mitigate the difference in grade across the elevation and to further emphasize the overall horizontality.
Thank you. Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Sure. I was actually going to go through each item by item and kind of talk about what we did, but just in general, I can say so for the second comment about the proportions of the windows, parapet heights, and the central brick facade or band. We studied these and sort of modified the revised elevation. So we reduced the brick colors from 3 to 2. And that really sort of helps with the brick banding and sort of decreasing that thickness. We increased the size of the second floor windows, so that helps with proportions from the upper and lower section. We adjusted the parapet heights and the relationships to be a little bit more cohesive. On the left-hand side, we replaced part of the brick banding. That white is actually metal panel, corrugated metal panel, and that's to help with the relationship of the entry, which is also corrugated metal panel, which then refers back to the museum itself. The one thing I did want to mention is in this image, you can see there's some texture on the right-hand side. So that's brick. It's a brick running bond, and part of the bricks are pulled out, and that, again, is referring to the central plant building, existing building over across the street from it. It gives it a little bit more texture and interest. The third comments about revising the left side, so that's architectural treatment, is a bit different. Sort of discuss that with the introducing the metal panels. The interplay of depth and layering, we think that, you know, again, going from three colors of brick to two, I think really helps that and sort of integrates the two sides by using that sort of lighter color on both sides, and that helps with this layering. The one comment that we did look at, but sort of we studied it and we decided that it just was, it started interrupting the elevation, was to trying to make that transition, transition element between the entry and that the right-hand side. What it did, it really became sort of this foreign element, and we just felt like we had more continuity to sort of leave the building, leave that side as it is. The idea of the horizontal band windows, where we had the three vertically, we felt that was a great comment, very successful. We feel this actually helps the elevation. And then the last comment about the curb at the base of the building. We weren't quite sure what the intent of this comment was. We're trying to reduce the amount of exposed concrete foundation. So we are, you know, manipulating that foundation as we go across the elevation, just to try to minimize it as much as possible. I did want to say, if you look just quickly, we had two options on page 7 and 8. Really, the differences is one where you have the protruding brick, which is option one, and then the second option two is just the running bond without that. And the majority of the renderings, or the rest of the renderings, are actually are using that option one. We felt that was a little more successful.
Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding 1060 Magazine Street?
Right,
hearing none. ARC members, any comments, suggestions?
I think we did it all.
Yeah, I think it
looks a whole lot better.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to choose between page 7 or 8, I would go with 7, because I think that the shadow and the texture of kind of the protruding brick is adds a little bit, so that's not just a big blank piece of brick wall.
I was actually going to say, I was not a fan of that.
You know,
I'm
with Randy on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
Robert, what's your question? I will tell you, when I first saw it, I wasn't crazy about it, but when you explain how it's referencing the building across the street,
I think that's why I was not a fan of it, because I don't feel like it really references it across the street. But
yeah.
But anyways, I mean, I'm one of multiple, so.
The only piece that's kind of, I can't stop looking at, so I don't know if I should mention or not, is just where the...
You don't have to.
Where we are pulling these eyebrows above the soldier. You know, I think on one, on 8, it's 3 or 4 layers of soldier.
Yeah.
And then on this one, it's just the 2, which is consistent across, but it's like we've pulled up.
Yeah, I think it needs. I think the soldier needs to be the whole.
Yeah.
Whole header.
Yeah, it's either header. I think that's probably the simplest.
Gotcha.
Thing.
Yeah. And you know, we're fine with that. That, you know, we studied it both ways.
So you're saying
the header and 8.
The header and 8.
The header and 8, but everything else is fine. Yeah. 7.
So the full header above the window is all soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And the surround here is metal?
It's corrugated metal.
It is a corrugated metal.
Yeah, it's the same metal that's used on the museum.
Okay.
I must say that when I look at the flat elevation, the corrugated metal on the sort of spandrel panels in the flat portion looks pretty heavy. when I see the rendering looking at an angle, gives it some texture, and that looks much more successful that way. It's the same material that's also going on the portal around the entry piece?
That's right.
I wouldn't mind seeing those be slightly different, but I see you're coming with that.
And just for clarity, the corrugations in the rendering only appear on the front and not, they don't turn the corner inside, they're flat on the inside. I just want to make sure that's correct.
It's corrugated on three sides. It continues on the inside.
Look at page 13.
It's continuous all the way through.
Okay.
It's just not reading.
Nine doesn't show it that way.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look on page 14, you can kind of see it on the inside and outside of those. It's subtle, but it's there.
Yeah. I can see it a little bit more now. So is the corrugation on a slope? Is it battered with this wall?
Well, the wall is on a slope. Mm-hmm.
So the...
the entry portal, that sort of... you know,
I think it's just still rendering. It's just trying to get a material and... and the program to read correctly. It's just challenging.
But
on an
I
angle.
Guess the intent is to have it plumb vertical. Okay.
Yeah. I'll move for approval with the proviso that the eyebrows be changed to all soldier courses and not running bond and soldier courses. And Rob, was there something else you wanted to know?
No.
I'll second that.
Which brick panel? The
textured one, the option one.
So the one on the let the record reflect that Ashley King joined the meeting. We have a motion by Randy Crombie Cantalosi and a second by Randy Hutchison. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you working with the ARC.
Of course.
The next item on the agenda is 106 Royal Street. Is the applicant present?
I used to be a German. He used to come to the museum, and he wanted it his way, and only his way. He would not take it. Criticism would come.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
So he's turned over new.
That's not the same thing. Oh,
can you state your name and address for the record, please?
This is Lloyd O'Connor of Williams Architects,
4 Road Street. Great, thank you for that. This is an application for an after-the-fact review of the installation of a new aluminum storefront at a contributing rated four-story commercial building.
Are there any photos of...
yes, in your iPads I have several of what was there before. Who is the owner of the property?
I think Mammoth.
LLC.
That's
what popped up.
Yeah.
So there were no permits at all?
No, and this happened back in December without any permits. So we're just here to get your opinions on what it looks like currently, if there's any way to fix it, or if we need to go for retention.
So it was originally wood?
So we're just here appreciative that you can give us whatever we were asked to say how to fix this, or, you know, what's there. These buildings aren't just one, they're a continuum of, if you can see the whole picture, they wrap around the corner, they're little, you know, three window bays, and there are about eight of them that wrap around the corner, and they're stone looking above this. And then generally there's a little balcony that wraps around, but this doesn't have a balcony above it. So this is what's there. Question is, what would you like to see there? And the client is now the operator, and he says he'll do whatever he has to fix this. And working with Wendy, we thought the best way to do that is come to you all for your suggestions, because whatever we come up with, you have your own input, or give us your input, we'll draw something up and see if we can work something out with the staff, or we'll come back next month.
So the sheet A200 represents essentially what's existing. The only thing that's different is the sign.
We have no before. I've never been able to see it before, because I just worked out. It's always like what's happening now.
And Morgan is the project architect on this one. She would appreciate advice. Do we have a picture of the existing?
There's one on the
side. Right. Yeah. They're not loading on our website, but I believe they're loading on the podcast.
It's also, it's on the website under the meeting table.
So, I think from the photographs, it's obvious that nothing that was removed is historic, correct?
It looks like.
I think that what was there previously was another generation of a storefront
system.
Yeah.
I just want to make that point, that it's not like historic.
As far back as I could go is 2007, but I found in our paper file that we approved the change from 2007 to 2008.
Right. What did change between 2007 and 2008? Let's see.
So the doors had multi-light and were two panel, and then the new doors were full glass panel and then a single wood panel. Because I assume that the multi-light was installed without approval.
Probably.
And we probably came in and said...
didn't go back that far.
Okay. Okay, what is the procedure? What is our sort of... procedure, or what do we have the ability, like, what can we do here?
Anything you want. You can deny it. You can make suggestions.
I didn't know if there was, like, good guidelines.
We're not looking for an approval of this. We're just, if you were in our position, what would you do to fix it?
Yeah, they were hired after this work was done.
We'd do it completely. I mean, that's what I would do.
Start by doing it over.
So, yeah.
Well, the plywood finish, that's jumped right off the page, is not being...
What plywood finish?
All of these panels are plywood.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
On the columns,
yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at the picture.
So on A2000, or 200.
So it's just painted plywood. And they put little corner trims on the corners.
So basically, it was just as cheaply done as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why they spend money to do this, but
I think it being a plywood finish, it needs to all come out. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not gonna last.
Don't be sorry for anything. I already told them
it just needs to get redone completely. Right.
That's what we're here for, to get your suggestions about.
I mean, he would like to keep it, of course, but
I've already told
them that's no, and I think, you know, the plywood finish, I there's no way that can get retained. It's not going to last. The LED lights in the header is against our guidelines. That has to get corrected. The storefront itself, I mean, it's too much of a departure of what was there, and unfortunately there's so much photographs of what was there, like, there needs to be...
Yeah, what was there was wood.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, even it's... Yeah, there should be, like, transoms, heavier mullions, or pilasters.
If you look at the street view,
that's what I'm looking at right now.
To the right there, there's a storefront, but it's the proportions are larger. They're more like, you know,
four. You like the one going to the corner?
That one, yeah, because it's...
I did that one.
Mm-hmm. that's more appropriate.
I was just going to say,
but he never made it.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I think, like, those storefront is a lot more appropriate.
It's just not hot enough here for gelato.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, obviously, you know, what needs to go there, so something a little bit more like your previous work would be appropriate. Okay. And I'm talking about the proportions of, you know, your columns are one size, the frames are slightly smaller, and then you have a transom bar, like, you have all the things, and then even the, you know, the color, right, you know, it's sort of similar to the dark of the...
Actually, what was there, if you're looking at it now, and that's what I'm looking at, it's a three openings.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at four openings, but yeah.
They're wood.
I say three, yeah.
Transom.
Which one are you looking at? Oh, you're looking at the historic. I'm looking down the street.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking down the block
right,
here.
Right, but I'm looking
at the same thing. Yeah, right.
Well, he's trying to show you the example.
Yeah, the corner.
Right there on the corner.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, I mean, none of that bothers me, okay. Right? And I thought if you brought any and all of that over here, it would look kind of what was there. It would kind of have
a
similar
proportion.
Well,
is the building on the left, or the space right on the left, is that... Are those the like sort of historic granite columns there? So it's got some different proportions.
There are historic photographs to show the original fabric on the ground floor because it wraps around Canal Street, and there's lots of good images of it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we're going to force them to go back to the historic appearance, but we need something compatible.
But I think that...
I mean, that would have been my first choice is to go, you know, with the old granite.
But it's
super expensive, and I think this over here would do fine. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of get you back in the game.
And I think, you know, or if there's historic photographs I can reference a little bit more proportionally, mm-hmm. what was there, since a lot of it's been removed, I think that would be great to see. But I think overall what is presented here today, we can't approve. It goes against all of the guidelines. Exposed conduit is not allowed. The LED lighting in the header is not allowed. I don't think the LED spotlights, I don't think that's allowed.
No.
Well,
okay. Certain fixtures that do use LED lighting.
But the spotlights, I think just how it is. The plywood finish is definitely not an acceptable finish. And the proportions of the storefront don't meet the guidelines. So I think it's a firm denial of everything that's there, and that we'd like to see something that's a little bit more, maybe a modern interpretation, mm-hmm. but a little bit more keeping with the proportions of what was there originally, either from historic photographs or using adjacent.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's my motion.
What is the opinion on, because he went with one door instead of the three, mm-hmm. what is the opinion on there? Should we just need to go back to three openings?
I mean, it could be,
it could be fixed.
It could be fixed, yes. It just kept shut.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No hardware in the middle, one of them had no hardware.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding 106 Royal Street? There being none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I'll second Ashley's motion.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The motion by Ashley is second by Robert Angelizzi. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I can't find the photograph online here, but I know there are several mm-hmm. good ones of it. Because it was Edgar Degas' family that built them, the Munson family.
They're
Quincy Granite. There's actually a surviving right. building
but
contract
also,
for the construction of them and everything else.
Hey, it's going to be a huge copyright infringement.
I'll take a look.
Oh, because it looks like
Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Well, that's out of our purview.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we stop this?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.